This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
3, 4!
As we continue with the conversation about the lack of competition in sports, 888-808-1019, at least for me, BT, that's the root of the issue. You could come up with different tournaments and different ways to try to enhance things and get people into it, suck people in, draw people in. I do think that the greediness of adding more teams to the postseason has added an element of, you know, again, diminishing the regular season, which leads to a lack of competition. Why do we watch sports? We like to see people compete. And I just don't think it's at its highest level when we talk about the professional sports. And it's proven that it's not, because when you watch the Four Nations, you see them competing at a higher level than they do in the regular season in the NHL.
I think when you have generational wealth, I think inherently you become comfortable. And when you're comfortable, you kind of become a little lax. Even if you don't know it, even if you think you're still grinding the way you did as you were trying to, you know, on the come up, so to speak. But you know, I just think there's a lot of this that has infiltrated a lot of sports, and it's frustrating because as the product is diminishing, the prices are going up. So they're not baking that in like, well, we realize our product's not quite what it was, where they know that it's not as good. They see the TV ratings. Certainly the NBA knows this, but it's not like they're making any concessions at the gate. Let's do this if we can. I don't even know if there is one. So we have aired a bunch of gripes here today for sure, and I think they're all on point. Okay, maybe some people don't quite as agree, and that's fine. I agree with this as much as others. That's fine. But instead of just coming with gripes, how about we come with at least one solution by the end of the show, if we even can, pick a sport, and if we were the commissioner, one thing that we would do to actually change the sport. I don't know if there's anything out there that you can do, because you can't roll back salaries. You're not going to suddenly tell the entertainers to stay away, because they were already infiltrated, and I don't know that there's an answer. I would like to try to come up with a solution.
Yeah, though. I mean, there is a way. You're not going to like it, and it's not realistic, but there is a way. No, you have to motivate the players today. So how do you motivate today's players, do you think?
Well, I mean, you motivate the players by incentivizing them to get their money based on the results. But the problem is, that sounds good, it's not going to be collectively bargained.
But that's the solution. Like, they've gone in so far and in too deep that there is no way out other than going. Like, if I'm the NBA, I consider going with the soccer style. Again, I don't know which league does it, but where you relegate teams who don't make a certain level, that would be the way to do it. Not include everybody. Yeah, 10 crappy teams get in the postseason. Don't try hard in the regular season. You'll still be rewarded with a chance to get in the postseason. And then from there, who knows what could happen. That's not the right way. It would be the opposite way. So, and I'm not talking about just the individual players, because this is on the teams too. We've gotten too smart for our own good. whether it is teams and the data, whether it is the applying of that data, or teams saying, well, there's no point to go hard in the regular season because the postseason means everything. You have to maximize the regular season and place importance on that. How do you do that if you keep expanding the postseason? Like, there's no way to do it other than shorten the teams in the postseason or shorten the games in the regular season.
And that's never going to happen for a multitude of reasons, as we've laid out. Contracts, TV, blah, blah, blah.
Either shorten the postseason or expand it. So at this point, they might as well expand it and then shorten the regular season so more games are playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, now, again, there'll be problems that that will bring, of course. But
oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Sal. You know, I admit, I'm an, at times, overly romantic sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't hide it. I'm very transparent about that. I think a lot of things back in the day were better. Not everything. I think the athletes are better today. I just think they're better athletes. But I think the spirit of competition, whatever, was better when we were growing up. Maybe my son feels differently. Maybe other kids do. I don't know. But I just have my point of reference. Are we being unfair? Just hear me out. So, back in 1970, whatever year, Ray Fosse was drilled by Pete Rose at the plate on in an All-Star game. Or pick a tip, something from 1960-something with Gibson and the other stars from that era. Are we being selective and saying, well, they played harder then in those All-Star games because they loved the sport and they were being true to their craft, or because they can win or they can earn an extra $2,000 when you're making $75,000, that matters.
Okay.
I don't know the answer.
Then maybe that is it.
Okay, and if that is it, then there's no hope because there's no more financial incentive that can incentivize these players based on what they're already earning to make them play harder.
And they've tried, so there's no care about that. It is a problem. Before we get back to the calls here, BT, 888-808-1019, there is a quote today from one Steve Cohen. Can I read it for you?
Yeah, of course.
You talk about generational wealth. We know the wealth that Steve Cohen brings and what he's doled out to deliver the likes of Juan Soto, amongst others, bringing back Manaea, Pete Alonso, blah, 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 blah. This is short and sweet. Steve Cohen, this is the headline here from a story for SNY.TV, and I'm going to read you the quote. Steve Cohen embraces the arrival of Mets' heightened expectations with, quote, "That's the way I want it." You know what that is? Those are the words of a king! Yes, we welcome it. That's the way I want it. I have delivered. I'm paraphrasing King Cohen here. Delivered you this great team. Superstars with Lindor and Soto. Lesser stars, but still stars like Alonso. Brandon Nimmo. Manaea's back. Kodai Senga. Diaz in the bullpen. I have delivered a team that is going to raise the expectations. And that's the way I want it. Words of a king, BT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I think I have felt that more. Not that that was forced.
Don't criticize me. Just do the talk show, please.
Well,
I
don't mean it that. Yeah. Don't take it so personally, dude. I love when you. You took that personally. It wasn't meant to be personal. Yeah. It really wasn't. Don't take it personally. I love when you do it. I think it's awesome. But I don't know what changed. Just that he spoke today compared to 5 days ago when he was still the king?
Those are words of a king. Not running from expectations, putting them directly on our back. That's the way that I want it. I think certain people don't want those expectations. Well, last year you go in. Remember, they last year, BT, lowered the expectations on purpose. Lowered the expectations to over-deliver that. Now, this is the way that he wants it. Welcoming all those, the same thing that you would say, hey, they got Juan Soto now, no more playing around. Those are the words. That's what anybody, any fan can ask for.
That's it. I mean, that's the standard. I don't disagree with that. It's going to be very interesting. He has given you guys a lot to be proud of, and he's given you guys a lot to react to. And I'm looking forward to watching the Mets. I joke around, but I'm really not. You know, the crown's heavy. All right, you want the crown? Let's see. Don't trip.
Yeah, right. You've said that many times. The crown's heavy.
He wants it. Hey, listen, by the way, what the hell? Oh, God. What were we watching? We were trying to find something on YouTube. This is a true story, Sal. Friday night, my wife and I, kids were sleeping, And it had nothing to do with us. We came across the the timing is ridiculous here. Based on
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
What just happened? The Cohen, when we found out that Soto was a Met.
Right.
We found it out, and you come out and you blast the music, and you go, it was hysterical. You go right. Bonkers, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, and it was really about you, because I just laid out, and I was laughing, even though I was pissed with lost Soto. But when I did speak, I'm like, okay, all right. So it doesn't change until the changes, right? Now that part has changed, obviously. You guys became certainly more viable. Now you're much more of the hunted variety rather than doing the hunting. There's a bigger mark on the back. And I just think it's good for the city. Like, I think that I'm one of these baseball fans. As a Yankee fan, I never want to see the Mets down. You know, if you go back to last year, now, of course, the Subway Series, I want to win. I don't like getting swept like we did a year ago, trotting out some guys who were just atrocious. I look at this Yankee potential, this, because both sides got to follow through now. This potential, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever, 10-year, whatever it's going to be. I mean, this could be one of the most amazing pivotal points in my favorite sport, in my favorite city's sporting history. So I'm all for it. I love it.
Yeah, I do think the arrival.
I can't wait for it.
I do think the arrival of Juan Soto is getting overlooked. Although now, since he's there, you're starting to get more steam behind it and feel excited about it. It's going to be great baseball season. Can't wait for it. We could do more on that. Hopefully hear from Alonso as well at some point. But to me, the fact that we know that the expectation, like, it's not a surprise to anybody,
no,
of course, but to hear him say it, and Steve Cohen did speak today, so there's, I think he did a podcast, whatever, Mets cast or whatever, that's where they get it from. He welcomes those expectations, and I just hope that Met fans, because it's a new spot for Met fans,
yep,
to be in.
Yep.
They haven't had, this is normal for the Yankees. For the Mets, this is different, and Steve Cohen welcomes them. Now, the tough part. Now, they actually have to deliver and go out there and produce.
Well, listen, the thing that, and this is before we started working, this is every Met together, every Met fan has been chasing this, like the Knicks fans, like the St. John's fans. Now, you're a fan of a team that's intermittently interesting, but for the most part, down more often than up. You want to be good for a while. You don't want that one pop. You want the, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. You're a consistent playoff team. You make a couple of World Series. You bag a championship. And now, and I said this a couple times, but I said it again last week when it came up. I said, in my lifetime, now the 86 Mets team was as good a team as I've ever seen. Phenomenal. But the Mets right now, between the ownership, between general manager, between the manager, between the superstar player, between the next best player in Lindor, and now trickling down to, I think, the balance of finances and the minor league system, the Mets, now you got to do it, but the Mets are set up for sustained success more than I've ever seen in my life. And it's going to be fun to watch.
BT and Sal on the Fan, from one king to another. We'll be down with the king topic of the day, the lack of competitions, or it seems that way, in sports. That's been the topic of conversation. In case you missed anything, check out on the free Odyssey app. We'll continue that conversation, reset with the king topic of the day when we come back. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.